what's going down, and you're invited.
Disenfranchised people are set to explode.
From a correctional institution in Florida where the struggle continues. We've really been having a difficult time trying to reach out to inform our local as well as national supporters of court on the situation concerning the month-long strike here in Florida prison. Just prior to the sit-down, I was relocated to another dormitory while one of my associates was placed in confinement and transferred to another institution. Florida Department of Correction undermined the strike's efforts from the very beginning by moving and relocating all the inmates that work in the food service department into one dormitory to prevent other inmates who are participating from threatening and committing violent acts against them. Since the date of the sit-down, which commenced on January 15, 2018, there has been approximately 35 stabbings and 4 deaths that were motivated by correctional officers, which were strangely covered up in FDLE's investigations. While this much is true, it's still unclear if the stabbings or death tolls are somehow related to the month-long strike. As I said, we were put on lockdown for 48 hours. The institution called in extra guards, and they searched down each dormitory for drugs, knives, and namely cell phones. Their major concern wasn't about someone getting high or stabbed. It was about impeding on the inmates' efforts to capture and or record unethical procedures, as well as contact family and outside sources that would otherwise prevent Florida Department of Corrections from covering up investigations that would lead to excessive force being used unnecessarily. While there is some sense of calmness in the midst of the storm here, we are encouraging our comrades and supporters to continue lending us your support. However, we must step our game up as we continue to drive the main issues home, which are to bring back Florida parole system to give individuals a meaningful opportunity to be rehabilitated as opposed to just locking a person up and throwing away the key. To institute a minuscule payment for inmates' work performance, Florida Department of Correction has and is currently taking advantage of Florida inmates by taking earned game time away for illegitimate reasons, thereby causing the average inmate to spend 100% of his or her sentence, irregardless of their sentence structure allocated by the court. The other main issue that's affirmatively being addressed here in Florida is the issue of price caps. This is a touchy subject with the inmates here, simply because it's not our money that's actually being price caps. The money belongs to our family, friends, and loved ones, and namely supporters. The flip side of this is how Florida Department of Correction, which are agents to Trinity and Access, are using inmates to commit the furtherance of fraud by conspiring to swindle and extort the very people who we depend on for canteen and health comforting items. These are white-collar criminal acts being committed and perpetuated. These sort of people must be held accountable. We are currently mobilizing our strategy to join in with the upcoming June 18th protests, which calls 3 million inmates to unify collectively to send a powerful message to the government of the United States. A voice locked up is not a voice unheard. We can't say enough in regards to thanking our friends and supporters for the many sacrifices that are being made on behalf of all the inmates locked up within the Florida Department of Correction, as well as the country and world around. We are encouraging you to help encourage others who are in our free society to become active by simply writing to an inmate and express that you're not there to pass judgment and that you feel the change is in order. In closing, Operation PUSH, primary focus and goal is to build more solid working relationships with organizations as well as with religious leaders within the Florida Department of Correction. Listen, the long and short of this interview is that we're not ever going to give up, and we're certainly not going to give in. With that, I want to thank you for this opportunity.